Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's Lottie Ryan in for Jen again today. Now, I get to talk to one of Jen's friends about all the best stuff that we did on the show this week. And this week, all the way from fancy London, it's comedian Alison Spittle. Alison, how are you?
Great, down out of butter. How are you getting on?
I'm very good. I'm delighted to be talking to you today of a Friday.
Yeah, you must have been some big week now. Yeah. I hear stuff changing.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on this week. And I think the first thing I want to talk to Alison about, well, I suppose it's not actually all that funny, but yesterday we were talking about flashers. And
yeah.
I'm very surprised. We really struggled to find any female listener who hadn't been flashed.
I know. It's an epidemic, so it is. I think it's because people don't talk about it that much. But it's like one of those things, like once someone says, you know, that they've seen a flasher, and they're like, then you go into the back of the Rolodex of your mind, and you're like, which one will I talk about? Like, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been flashed a fair few times now, to be honest.
Have you?
Yeah. Mostly, I'll be honest, people that had nothing to show for themselves. Like, I don't understand why some people flash and they've balls like a melted candle. Like, they look terrible for the day.
Do you know what's so funny about that? It's only happened to me once that I was sent a dick pic.
Yeah.
And the thing, I'll just say he wasn't painting himself in the best light. And I just remember thinking to myself, why? Like, if you're going to do it, you'd think that you would be standing to attention at least.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, you'd think even as well, like, you know, if they're putting the effort into taking a picture at that angle, I think get a ring light, you know, get some beautiful lighting going on, you know, a satin sheet laid down kind of like on display. I don't get that at all. The unwanted dick pics are a nuisance as well. They are. And it's
absolutely
often done by people with nothing to show for themselves.
And in relation, Alison, to the flashing, you're saying it's happened to you a couple of times. Have you ever reported it or wanted to report it to the guards?
Oh, I did. So I'll tell you about this time. When I was living in lovely Dublin town, I was cycling home from a gig and I heard this voice at the side of the road, and I was like about 10:30 at night, so you know, it's dark and everything like that, and I heard this man go, hello? Oh, hello. And a part of me, I was cycling and I was looking down, I was like, Alison, that sounds far too much like a flasher to be an actual flasher. Like, you must have a look because it can't be a flasher. And there's another part of me that's like, Alison, why don't you have a look? Because, you know, maybe it's not a flasher. Maybe it's an eccentric man that's throwing money off the side of the road and you can just pick it up or whatever. But I looked up anyway and it was a fella and he was flashing. And he was like, he was waving at me in a really weird way. He was waving towards his crotch. Like, he was like waving, you know, when you watch Wheel of Fortune or something like that, when someone's like, you've won a washing machine and they wave like that towards it. He was doing that except of his exposed genitalia. So I screamed, I cycled quicker, got home and called the guards. And the guards came, I'd say within about like 20 minutes or something like that. And they kind of burst through the hall door and they didn't see me. And they're shouting into the hallway, but don't worry about a chicken. He wouldn't have touched you at all. He's what's known as a voyeur. And it just, for me, it made me really laugh that, like, you know, these, like, two men, I presume from Mayo, I think that's where all guards are made, in high-vis vests, just, like, trying to say something French-sounding and making it sound very posh. It sounded like he was into a sommelier or something like that, you know?
But what were they doing bursting into your house? Why weren't they getting him?
Well, you know, I said that fella was well gone. They never caught him. But the thing was, like, I tried to give him a good description because, like, they asked me what did he look like. And I was
sure,
like,
you'd only
like,
seen his hoo-ha.
Yeah. Well, I told him he was dressed like a member of the Backstreet Boys in the late 90s. Like,
oh,
genuinely.
Jesus.
This fella had chosen, it was like the Time Traveler's Flasher or something like that. It was like he came from the late 90s to, like, it was very, and I told the guards that, and they wrote it down.
No,
they
didn't.
I can only imagine. Well, I can only imagine, like, the guards were just going, like, oh, Nick Carter is struck again or something like that, you know? Like,
ah, no, you can't be saying that, Alison. You can't be saying
no.
That.
No. We all know. That
listen,
is that's yeah.
Alison, another thing we were talking about during the week that gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit is ghost stories. Cormac Battle was on telling us about, oh, he thought that something was touching him and it just creeps me out. Have
is
you ever had...
Like, is this like... Are ghosts like men's version of flashers where they all have a story on it or something?
Yeah, probably. Have you ever had a close encounter?
I've heard a banshee before.
A banshee?
Like, yeah. Dude, I was with my friend Donna.
Is a banshee the thing that sings?
Oh, yeah. The banshee is like... she's the tough dog of all kind of Irish mythology. I don't get it about the banshee. The banshee, like, leaves her combs on the floor and stuff like that. And you're just like, you know, if you pick up the comb, apparently you'll die or something like that. And I'm just like, she should stop dropping combs.
What?
You know?
And is it an exclusively Irish thing, the banshee?
Yeah, banshees are exclusively Irish thing. They're like... banshees are exclusively Irish. I wish they were more famous than leprechauns out of Ireland. Like, we get a very cuddly reputation for leprechauns when we should be telling them, actually, we got a banshee. And maybe, like, we wouldn't be seen as such a neutral country as other countries mess us about. You know what I mean?
What was your reaction when you heard the banshee? Like, was it definitely a banshee or was it just something else?
Oh, right, yeah. So me and friend Donna went to, like, a Brian Ormond concert, who was brilliant, by the way, in Clara. And we were walking home down this, like, cold, dark Boreen, and it was really windy. And me and Donna heard this noise, went, hey! Like that. Me and Donna stopped, and we looked at each other, and we just went, banshee. And we ran as fast as we could, because what other explanation could it be? And we were running faster and faster and faster. And the faster I ran, the louder this tramp of a banshee got behind me. Like, she really was chasing me. So in the end, I just ran and jumped into a ditch. And I was like, take me, banshee, take me. Because I'd accepted my fate at this stage, like, you know. And the noise had stopped. And I realized what I thought was the noise of a banshee was actually the sound of wind blowing through my hoop earrings at the time.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is a very Westmead ghost story, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. I can't, believe your first thought was that it was a banshee, Alison. Do you know what actually...
What would it be?
I don't really know all that much about the banshee. And now that I know it's an exclusively Irish thing, I'd love if people could get in touch with us and let us know, are they going around picking up these combs that the banshee drops that Alison's telling us about on 51552. Now, on Monday, we were talking about odd food combinations. We got some... really weird ones in. So what's the oddest thing that you've eaten lately?
This week, I've actually eaten a thing called steak tartar. I went to this posh French restaurant. Well, it wasn't that. I think it was just French, but I went to this French restaurant. I would deem it as posh because it's French. And you got loads of free bread. And I tried this thing called steak tartar because I was like, steak. If I'm sitting somewhere posh, I'm going to have it. Steak tartar is raw beef. I did not know that, with like a raw egg yolk on top. It looked like something that like Rocky would eat or something like that, or like Jordan Peterson. It was just a lot of raw meat on the plate. And I tried it because I was like, it must be good if people are eating this. And it was amazing. It was really, really nice. It tasted exactly like a Big Mac.
What kind of egg was on it?
Like a raw egg yolk.
A raw egg yolk. It wasn't even like a fried egg.
No, raw meat, raw egg. Blech. Yeah,
no,
I felt like
that.
A bodybuilder. I felt like a big bodybuilder.
Well, it's
bringing
not,
his own food to a restaurant.
It's not as weird as we got the topic of the story from an American headline about people who are boiling chicken in cough syrup. Obviously, you shouldn't do this at home. It's incredibly dangerous. But would you have any homemade medicine ideas yourself?
Well, I have a thing, what's it called? I think I would call it a God hands grenade. God's hand grenade, that's
what,
it.
What in God's name is that?
Oh, it's a combination of everything that will make you feel better. So first off, you have a foundational liquid of coconut water, which we all know tastes disgusting. but is somehow good for you, I've been told. So you have coconut water, a baraka, which, once again, don't know if it's good for you, but makes your pee turn a funny colour, so it must do something.
You've got radioactive pee after you have one.
Isn't that weird how I feel? Like, maybe I don't feel better, but I've changed the colour of my wee, so somehow it's just going to help. Then I put in a diorolite, then I put in, sulfidine as well. This is for like the worst hangovers of all time. You mix that up, and I swear you feel grand. I swear. Anytime I go to an electric picnic or after a wedding, take God's hand grenade and you will be half okay. Guarantee you'll be fine.
Did you make up the name yourself?
I did, yeah.
It's very good. You could market that.
Thank you.
Listen, Alison, thanks a million. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.